is a day that it has many layers of meaning. Pashit, it's the last day of the Chag, of Sukkot, and whatever is Nogea to Sukkot, this is the climax of Sukkot, and that's its Chashivas. So the Nyonim Rothel that it says, that the Chag, the Nidoin Alamayim, so the climax of that would be a Shani Rabbah, mitzad that. Mitzad in Yonim, that the Bala Messiahs of Kabbalah were Mechadish for us, that it's another Yom Adin, and it has in itself tremendous Shiva Samailas, Ramban brings it already, Rebbe Bechai, and so on. I wanted to be aimed a little bit on a special Nakuda that Shaykh to the day of Hashayna Rabbah, and it's not so much Mudgash, but Be'etzim, I think it's the Teichna of the day. Mechaba says, so that's a halacha that it's mitzad the fact that it's yontiv, mitzad the fact that it's the last day, and every last day of yontiv, you know, the shvi'i shel pesach has in itself a shtei yontiv, so it has some sort of element of yontiv, and b'meila nogel arbas b'zmoirim. And then he says, umar ben k'tzas b'neiris k'mim yom kippurim, simchava. Lefisha bechag nidoinim alamayim. He says, "Loigin lach beigurush alulim, makifish alpomim, umarbim tachnunim alamayim." So there's a ribu of tefillah and oishayne rabba on mayim, and it's all nevea from the Indian that chag nidoinim alamayim. This is something that behedi is different than the other inyanim that the other prokim that the nidoin. The Gemara says that each perik that we nidoin on something. Moshe Pesach, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to bring Omer on Shavuos, we bring its carbon, and Nischamayim, these are Yonim Avoida. The Inyan of Tefillah, there's no Inyan for Tefillah on Tevuah, on Peiris, not we're aware of that there's any Musig of Tefillah on it. On Hoshayna Rabbah, there's a Din of Marbin Tachnun Alamayim, and that's the Seder, a seder of Tachnun, Hoshaynes, and so on. And Kittel and the Ramah brings and Neiris, all those in Yanim are Nevea from the fact that it's a day of Nidoin Alamayim, and therefore there's a need to be Marba Tefillah. I want to try to understand why the Ribui Tefillah is Noyeg Dafka on the Mayim, not on the other in Yanim. Even on the on Rosh Hashanah, where it says, doesn't even say Nidoin, it says Ibn Lefanei Pnei Morayin, so it says Imel Lefanei Malchus, Rayin Shayfris, so there's an Yonim Tefillah in Shayfris, we spoke about it, but B'chol Eifin, the only Mokrim where there's an Inyan to be Mispalfit is Dafke on Mayim. Alei Davahu. There's a Rabbeinu Bechaya that says, it's brought down in different places, he speaks a little bit about the Yonim of Hashayna Rabbah. And he says something that be'etzem, it's dvorim stumim, but again, if Chol is the kind of kemach sefer written for us, he said, tzorech odom chizboinim, begoydel kerach hayoim azeh, shu yoim chof aleph v'yoim chof vav. He says there are two, Hashayna Rabbah has in itself two inyanim, it's chof aleph and chof vav. It's yoim chof aleph, to Brias Ha'adam, and it's which is Rosh Hashanah, and it's a Yom Chavav to Brias Ha'ilam. Now, the Inyan of Chavav and Chavalev, so Chavav, it said, he says it before also, U Yom Chavav le Brias Ha'ilam, she nivra b'chafei be'elu, v'nikra zeh Yom Achoysim Ha'godl, Keneged Hashem Hagodol Shabenivra Olam. So Chavav is Keneged the Gematria of Havaya, which is 26, and then 21 he brings is Keneged Yud Kei Vav without the last Hey. So Hashanah Rabbah has itself two Yehudim, which is interesting because in others they bring Chav Aleph as the Gematria of Eke, but he brings it as Yud Kei Vav Kei, and then Yud Kei Vav without the Hey. So Hashayna Rabbah has itself a yichur of two inyanim come together. You have the Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is the Gematria 26, and that's from Brias Olam. And you have Yud Kei Vav without a Hey, and that's counting from Brias Adam Dafka. So these are Dvarim Ayim de Brumash Olam. Obviously, we're talking about a very big inyanim, but the fear came to try to understand the hevdel between this and this, the difference between it's a day where there's a confluence of two inyanim, an inyan of the full Shem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, an inyan of something missing, and just Adam. So let's a little bit try to be misbein a little bit lefi arkeinu. The aravis are keneged the gemara. The medrash says that the medrash has many different yanim that the arba minim are keneged. It's keneged the shem havaya, and the aravis are keneged the last hay in the shem havaya. And also in terms of the guf of the Adam, the aravis are connected to the peh, the svasayim. The svasayim of the Adam are merum is narava. So in the arava, which on the one hand, in another mashal of Chazal, it's connected people that have neither mitzvahs, no Torah, they don't have reyach, they don't have tam. The aravis are quite devoid of anything. Yet it's connected peh. The peh of a person is L'chura probably, in a certain sense, the most important Eiver of Adam. The peh is, Adam was, the uncle is the famous Targum, that it's Ruach Mimallah, the peh is Medaber, the peh is the peh of Torah, of Tefillah, and so on. Hard to understand how you would pick. L'maista Rav is devoid of any real qualities. It's the cheapest of Dalvminim, it's the simplest, it is devoid of qualities. And it's keneged peh, which the chur is keneged the whole person. The famous medrash about all the Evarim had a fight, and the peh showed that it was the most important one. I mean, where is there the lack of chshivus? Where is the lack of chshivus of the Arava, which is real, keneged the inyanim of peh? That's an inyan that we need to understand a little bit. So let's be aimed a little bit on the inyan of tefillah, especially. The peh, a person has a double. A person mitzad as etzem bria is a memutza between alyonim and tachtonim. He's the midpoint between alyonim and tachtonim. The ma'ani af ata means, if I say ma'ani af ata, l'moshel, if I tell somebody, this is the way I would like you to do X, Y, or Z. So, two things go into that tzivui. One is that the person, the shliach, be an authentic copy of the mishaleach, klape mi. He needs to be someone who is completely coiled and mold itself to what I would like. I'd like to do something a certain way. So so if a melech sends a shliach, klape the shliach needs to be a total mekabel. Klape the person that is going to, in shlichus, he's a total shalit. He's a total melech. Reduha aretz v'kivshuha is the tzivu to Adam, because Adam to the world is the melech in the world. He is, Chazal used very powerful l'shoynis, ma'ani boyer elamis, afata boyer elamis. Adam has the tzura of a boyer to nivra kaviyachol, to the rest of the world. He is the nivra to HaKadosh Baruch as the boyer, and is the boyer to other nivrei. And it's betzim the whole system that HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, that the world is totally in Maisa Adam, is that way. That Adam klapa the world is a meimis and mechaya, and klapa HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is the one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meimis and mechaya. That's the double tzur of Adam. That's true about the general koyachas of Adam. If we're talking about the koyach of peh, so it takes on the following tzura. The pasuk says in Kalos, "Dvar Melech Shilton, a king rules with a tzivui. He doesn't need, a shalit needs the force. A shalit needs to force his subjects to do what he dictates. A melech with his peh alone, the tzivui the melech is mechayev the nimlach, it's mechayev the subjects. And the peh becomes the malchus in the sense of being of dictating to the world what it ought to do. And we see it. Adam Arishon was koveya Hashem to everything. He was koveya the mechus of everything. He was koveya the sus and the chamor and so on and so forth. That's the tzura of Adam klapi the world. So since dibur is the sharpest expression of malchus, be'etzim, the peh is the seed of malchus, and that's what it's called in the sfarim that deal with pointing out the tzarashava between tzuras Adam and tzuras Beirav. The peh is called malchus. It's the chetimtz of a person to be mashlit his das and understanding on the bria. A melech is a person whose idea, whose concept impresses itself and shapes and molds the melucha. The tzura of conveying the idea, the concept, the ratzon is through the peh, and that often the peh becomes the malchus. If he needs to use any other organ, the hands or the feet, it's a shulchan, it's not malchus. That would be mechayevas, that the peh klapi lemala would also be the aver that is toifis, the aver that is nitfas as the etzem nimlach from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What oifen is that? Let's give a mashal. If I go around being mishabeach somebody, and I say, you should know, this person is an awesome Talmud Chacham. So there are two things. So on the surface we hear the haracha that this person is a great Talmud Chacham. There's a baskol in that coil, there's a havara. If I'm telling you that he's a big Talmud Chacham, it means I'm Talmud Chacham enough to appreciate it. Even more sharply, I'm really saying b'seimach on me. It's my appraisal. It's my evaluation. Just like an appraiser appraises a work of art. He's the one who gives it its price, be'etzim. If the mumcha says it's worth kach v'kach, that's its shavius. So when a person comes and he says shiras v'sishpocha, he says wonderful, wonderful things about Ribbono Shel'olam. It's an avoida. But in that avoda, it's not the zelum aser of the peh that's melech on the bria, because if I'm saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is great and mehulol, so bal korchach am mandama also. I mean it's meaningful. It has to be, if for me to say it has to be meaningful, and be'etzim in a certain sense, the person the entity that's being mishtabeach is zokuk to the mishtabeach to give it its makom, its value, its place, whatever it is, it's not the opposite it's not the exact opposite of that malchus. The oifen that a person is the absolute nimlach, takarish baruchus malchus, through peh, is like Rashi says by Voschanan, that even though tzaddikim can ask b'schus, they ask for matnas chinam. When I ask for matnas chinam, the pshat is I'm koveya my afsius. I'm being koveya that I have not. And the more I ask for b'toyres matnas chinam, and the more the broader the bakasha is, and the stronger it is, the more there's a kvias that I'm completely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The zelum aser of a person's ability to be kaveya in the world and to firois is in as much as he klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a total dependent. Because if not, then it's the person, then the person Betzim is becoming a god, a little deity. This is my fiefdom, and I acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu also. The makom where a person is maimed himself in total his battles to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is tefillah, where tefillah is the Betzim, a person putting himself down b'teiras total mekabel. Harchev pichav amalehu. The person is total mekabel. By most inyanim in the world, that is be'etzem, the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu set up the world, it's only partially true. Lamashal, in Chrisha, in Zriya, in all inyanim of Vasaftas de Ganecha, in all inyanim of natural enterprise, a person is meant to do something. A person not to be samech nisim. Except for the Dor Mon, that was supposed to be Isaac in some sort of Harisha and Tzira and Sri and so on. So Tefillah is always Baruch Aleinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Mevarach Ma'isi Yadeinu. The real panim of Tefillah doesn't exist in all the inyanim in the world within which there is a Mahalach of Avedas Adam. Avedas Adam I mean here on the physical level, on the Shtadlus Adam, I should say. So tefillah is necessary, but since those inyanim require Adam, there's never a total hisbatlus. It's always a tefillah of a certain siyata d'shmaya of sorts. And that's why on the other inyanim, on Peiris and Tvu and so on, there's not a complete mahalacha tefillah. Yoytze min haklal is mutter, is geshem, a mayim. Mayim is something which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made in the Bria that the right surah for water is that I have no control over it. And that's why you have the Pasuk, we spoke about Rosh Hashanah, Adam Ayin Ba'aretz, being that there was no Adam to be mispalel, there was no matter, and therefore nothing else worked. It's the Kracha, the Kulatalya, but everything is totally in water. But the Sheirish of something that Adam has no input in is water. So that's the makom of tefillah, and that's where you have tefillah be'etzim. So the makom where tefillah finds itself miyuchad is in Hashanah Rabbah, because that's the climax of being mispalel for mayim, and it's the makom where Adam displays that punim. Without going in much deeper into it, the difference between Yudke Vavke without the last hay, with the last hay, we mentioned before that last hay is Koyach HaDibur. You have two punim of Brias Olam, and we'll see in a second. There'll be a punim without Adam, where that's also there without Tfilas Adam. And you have a punim where Adam adds the hay to it. I want to say over a chazal, it's an extraordinary chazal. So we said that everything in the Bria, most mundane activities, require some input of a person, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only nitfas as a siyata d'shmaya. In Geshem, it's better not telling Adam and so on. There's a Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer. There are other chazals similar to it. There's a machloikis in the Gemara of where rain comes from. So it says there is machloikis in the Gemara if rain comes from the Tahoim is oil and mashke, or it comes from Shemayim. So Reb Yudah says that there, every month, he says, there is water that comes from the ground up, and so on. The clouds get their water from the tahaim, from the oceans. Ubimokoim sheyafkid lamakarish baruch ulal samte shamakshimim. Miyad ha'aretz misaberes v'tzmecha ki'ish almana shimuberes miznus. So that's a mahalach of an ish almana shimuberes miznus. Aval, כשירצה כשפוך לברך צמחה של ארץ, וליתן צידו של בריאס, פייסח עץ הטבע של השמיים, and he says, and that is a bchina of misaberes kekalish, misaberes in baila rishon, and so on and so forth. So the Pirkei Avos is saying that in Geshem itself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked in two mahalchim. He locked in a mahalach of with recycles from the ground, so to speak. In other words, what it means in Yoneinu is, even if nobody will be mispalel for Geshem, there'll still be kshamim. More kshamim, less kshamim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was kaveya that there won't be a churban olam. And it can go on also, even on the darg of kshamim. But that's a terrible, he says, like almana biznus. It's the pshat that it's sort of an incestuous relationship where there's no sense of the baal. There's no fidelity of the baal. There's no dveikus to the baal. There's another mahalach of oitza toiv milamala, that is a pchina of kala that's misaberes min baal arishin. And that's the Bechinas Kshamim that I'm Vurachim. So that means in the Mahalach of Kshamim itself, you have two Mahalachim. The world can be Shalom without Tzuras Adam, and that's a Klala. Or it's Shalom with Tzuras Adam, and then that becomes the ultimate bracha, because in that is a tsushtal to Adam to Ba'erlim like nothing else. I want to bring it down a drop to the Olam of Tefillah for us. We're people that deal today, science loves dealing with statistics and facts and figures, and there's all sorts of statistics that Tefillah help, not help, yes help, not help. I want to explain something. Even if nobody will daven, the world will go on. And that's a world that is nizan me'atzma, that's an incestuous relationship that's cut off the world from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the person is nizan because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to churban olam, and he was kaver that the world will go on, and that's that. If he gets something through tefillah, then that becomes a different nesina. You can get it not through tefillah, you get it through tefillah. Just like as far as avodah goes. We know a person can get something by working for it, or you can get it as matas chinam. We don't want matas chinam. In that framework, a person is here in this world to earn things and to get them with b'zeis apov. Despite tefillah, it's the opposite. A person can get things without bakasha and plodding on as another piece in this world, and a person can be zeicha to get his things through tefillah. A person that things went hard for and he had to daven for it, there's something that you get out of the nisoyin shaboy, and there's something you get out of the tefillah from it. In the tefillah, the person becomes nizdavet HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where the person ends is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu begins. And when our life is complete without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there really isn't a place, there's a sort of an emeritus type of setup for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not be'emis in Nitzra. When a person needed to be mispalel, so then he's zeicha to a different type of kshamim. Then the kshamim that he gets are kshamim that are mekashim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, instead of recycling and rechewing the kshamim that were there. I want to finish one more nekuda. Tonight's the Ushpizn of David HaMelech. David HaMelech is the fourth wheel in the Merkava. He's Malchus and Klai Yisrael. He's Keneged, the last Hey, the Shem Havaya. David HaMelech versus Shaul. So the Pashta Pshat that the Welt understands is that because Shaul chickened off, he wasn't strong enough Keneged the Am. All the Baal Musa learning, it's right, the Sabshat in the Psukim, that even though Shaul Be'etzim might have been a bigger tzaddik than David, but in terms of Malchus, in terms of his ability to put his foot down, to be strong, David was Shaul lost his malchus because he was afraid of the Am, and David, even though on his personally he might have been of a lesser stature, but in terms of malchus he was stronger. And it's understood that the Sheirish comes from a certain strength of how much could he put his foot down and be strong and so on and so forth. It's a toss. David HaMelech had another incident with Shaul, with his wife, who was Bas Shaul. And she saw David being mecharka mefazes b'chol ois. She saw him in a matziv of totalist batlos, in a way that was totally unbefitting to a king. And she made a comment. She was a Bas Melech, she had the Malchus Shaul in her blood, and she said, "Where's Melech Yisrael? Look at it." To which David answered, in a kaloisi oid mizois, famous pasuk, v'yisashov beinai, he said, "I wish I could even be more misbattle." A person who has a sense of self is scared to test it, because what's going to be if he's going to thumb his nose at me? What's going to be if he's going to tell me off? If he's not going to listen? Where am I then? If I'm a UPS person, I have to deliver a package and get a signature, and we don't care very much. Either sign and get the package, or also don't get the package. The insults and everything else doesn't faze me. I couldn't care less. It's not me at all. Where a person's surah of Malchus, Klapi HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is totally spotless, then his surah of a melech, Klapi the Am, is with total tkifas. Where his tzura klap HaKadosh Baruch Hu is lacking in that, then it's lacking in the ashpah there. They're not only, it's not the pshat the person needs to be living with two afeichim, that on one side I need to be a tremendous honor, on one side I need to be a tremendous takif. In as much as what I have is kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, then where's the makam to be nirta? What consequence is going to make me nirta in terms of being scared? If they won't listen, they won't listen. Yirmiyahu Navi said in the void, they didn't listen, they put him into a jail, they wanted to kill him. But the idea of feeling snubbed, that couldn't exist, because I'm a shliach, it's Dvar Hashem. I'm the postman. I have no shaychus to the thing itself. There's no person to be involved. David HaMelech's mohus that made him royal to be a Melech Yisrael is that he was when a kaloiserd mizois, he didn't understand what does it mean. Like he's seen the psukim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me. He said, "Who am I? I was the little kid. I was the gopher for the shepherd. That's who I am. All I have is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me." David HaMelech is the one that says on himself, "I need tefillah." David HaMelech is kulei tefillah, because whatever he had, it was with a panim of tachnunim. He had nothing of his own. So the final stamp of Adam, the final chesemes on Adam, is the koyach of Malchus. That's the mid of Adam klapa de bria. That's his tachlis, and the Malchus that Adam has comes. It starts with understanding that he has nothing of his own, and the expression that is in tefillah. I want to explain something. We have a hard time davening for things that we have. Baruch Hashem, you know, we live in a world where people have, everything. And we need to imagine, Rachmana Litzlan, there are people that are sick, Rachmana Litzlan, there are people that are this, Rachmana Litzlan, people that are this. And that's how we play. The purpose of tefillah is that everything we have to deherit as Matnas Chinam. We ask for it as Matnas Chinam because we want to understand it as Matnas Chinam. For the person that has, tefillah is doubly important, so that a person doesn't think he really has. For the person that doesn't, mamish doesn't have, so that unless it is in a fool's paradise, that the tefillah is a simple expression of a metzias hakluya. But for the person who does have, the asking for something means the hearing it as being kula HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In this sort of final day where we connect, Adam goes out to his tachlis to fill in the last hay of the Yudkei Vavkei, to be the spokesman, so to speak, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. the Avoda is turning towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Avoda is understanding that the Mayim and the Shefa and the Bria has two panim to it. It can come in a panim without tefillah, and that's the lashon of the Chazal. It's a pchinas of almanim uberes biznus, or it can come with a panim of a kalabi miudekes bebaila. And it depends on this nekud of tefillah. David HaMelech, who's the shpizens tonight, he's the shlom of that malchus. He's the fourth. He's kneged that hay, and his metzias was kulei tefillah.
Shifri kamayim kamayim.